Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, the fourth Sunday of Advent, our Gospel is from Luke chapter 1. Gabriel, the Archangel, comes to Mary and tells her the Holy Spirit will come upon her, and the power of the Most High will conceive within her the Son of God. And then she's told that her cousin Elizabeth, in her old age, too, is pregnant. And immediately Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a little village called Ein Kerem. And there she greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary remained with her for 3 months. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Luke describes this scene, the scene of the visitation, in such a way to teach us that Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. So he draws a parallel between Mary coming to Elizabeth here in the Gospel we just read, Luke chapter 1, with the Ark of the Covenant coming to David in 2 Samuel chapter 6. Listen to the parallel. David arose and went to the hill country of Judah. Mary arose and went to the hill country of Judah. David says, "How can the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord come to me?" Elizabeth says, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" The Ark goes to the house of Obed-Edom. Mary goes to the house of Zechariah. The ark was there for 3 months. Mary remained with Elizabeth for 3 months. David and all Israel were rejoicing. Mary rejoices in the Magnificat. In 2 Samuel, we have David leaping and dancing before the ark. And who does the leaping and dancing in Luke chapter 1? John the Baptist leaps in the womb of Elizabeth in the presence of the Ark of the Covenant. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant did 4 things. The Ark was the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, and it was the visible, physical sign that brought God to the people. And the Ark led them through the wilderness to the Promised Land, and the Ark gave them victory in battle, as in the case at Jericho. But what happened to the Ark? Before Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians in 587 BC, Jeremiah the prophet hid the ark and lost it. Where is it now? Well, it's in a warehouse in Washington, D.C. No, the ark is in heaven. Revelation chapter 11 and 12 tells us that then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen within his temple. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She brought forth a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Who is this woman? It's Mary, the one who gives birth to a male child who will rule all the nations. Mary is the new and everlasting Ark of the Covenant. The first ark was never found because it was only a temporary sign that prepared for the everlasting ark of the covenant, Mary. That's why in the book of Revelation, when John is given a vision of God's temple in heaven, he sees the Ark of the Covenant as a woman clothed with the sun. The Old Testament Ark was lost forever because it was replaced, fulfilled by Our Lady, the new and everlasting Ark of the Covenant. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the Gospel of the Mass today, Elizabeth cried out, "Blessed are you among women." Now in the Bible, it is only said of three women, "Blessed are you among women." And these same three women crush the head of their enemy, Mary, Judith, and Jael. In the book of Judges, chapter 4, the Canaanites were attacking Israel at Mount Tabor, and their general went into the tent of Jael looking for food and drink. And when he fell asleep, she drove a tent spike through his head, saving her people. Then there is Judith. When the Assyrians were attacking Israel, Judith seduced their general. He became drunk and passed out, and she took his sword and lopped off his head, saving Israel. And the scriptures proclaim, "The Lord has struck him down by the hand of a woman." In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, speaking to Satan, God said, "I will make you enemies of each other, you and the woman, your offspring and her offspring. She will crush your head while you strike at her heel." Mary is the one who crushes the head of Satan by her heel, by her children who join her by praying the rosary and gathering others around her to pray the rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Revelation chapter 12 tells us about a cosmic battle. But it's not a battle between Ukraine and Russia or the U.S. and China. The danger in the world is not China or Russia or Iran or conservatives or liberals. The danger is sin. The problem is sin. My sin and yours. And the only solution is conversion. And conversion only comes by turning to Jesus in prayer and by an honest reflection and change in one's life. Our Lady comes. The Ark of the Covenant comes as the Queen of Peace to call us to conversion by praying the rosary and by gathering your family and friends around her in the rosary. That's the solution. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you actually heard this little teaching in, or I should say, at the very place of the visitation.
Is that Ein Kerem?
Ein Kerem in Israel.
Which is, I think I'll never fully fathom how incredible and insane that is, that we've stood there multiple times. It's sort of like, I was joking with a friend recently about relics, first and second class, and I think Catholics are just so funny about that, but I just like realizing that, you know, some saints, their relics are second or third class relics of other saints. And when we went and saw Mary Magdalene, her hair is a second class relic or third.
No.
I'm saying part of, of Christ.
Oh. Well, yeah, because
having touched the feet of Christ.
Yeah, because there is a, it's amazing. There is a piece of incorrupt skin on her skull.
Yeah.
And the tradition is that, why is that? Because when she clung to him after the resurrection, and he said, don't cling to me, I have to ascend to my Father, he touched her.
Mm.
And that spot was touched by Christ.
But all of these places, it just makes you powerfully aware of how real that is on a different level. And then beyond that, just, that's every Mass.
Yeah, in the supreme way, that's every Mass, because in every Mass we consume what is no longer bread and wine, but is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus.
We should certainly be rejoicing like Mary and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
What did this meditation strike?
I'm thinking of Jericho, another place you've been. But there you had the Israelites come to the promised land and they send the spies in. And the spies come back and say, this is impossible. We're outnumbered and outgunned.
Yeah.
I know they didn't have guns back then.
But that's probably what they said.
Yeah. And basically, it's mission impossible. This is impossible. We face an impossible situation. Mm-hmm. And Joshua tells them, take the ark.
Yeah.
March around the city. And the Israelites don't even have to lift a finger. The ark does it. Likewise, Guadalupe. Such an impossible situation to convert these people addicted to a culture of human sacrifice mm-hmm. that the bishop even writes the king of Spain and says, this is impossible. We're packing up and coming home. And that's when the Ark of the Covenant appears and the whole nation is converted. Mm-hmm. That there are so many things in our life that seem impossible to change. We have family and friends who their conversion seems impossible. We have family and friends who have physical and mental health problems that seem impossible. We have things in our society like abortion that seem impossible to change.
Sometimes we seem impossible to change.
We are impossible to change. This is why Our Lady comes. Because what we can't do, God and Our Lady will do. And we just hold fast, praying the rosary, and gathering people around her. Now, those two things. Pray the rosary, gather people around her to pray the rosary. I just think that's the mission.
Yeah. It is always a good time to start a rosary group.
Hey, you just had your rosary group.
I did. I actually wanted to say I was so proud last night because we had to say goodbye to a lovely couple that has joined us for the past couple months.
You're kicking them out?
You know, we just got sick and tired. No, they're moving away, unfortunately. And I was so happy to see them, but so sad to see them go. And they said, but this has just inspired us to start our own rosary group.
Perfect.
And I thought that was so, I was like, this is why we do it. It's just moving to see people, see how it works, see people so strong in their faith. And I heard that from other friends as well, where they're like, I like being here and I want to start my own as well. And that's what we want to see. It's always the reminder that it's simpler than you think. It's always a good time to start a rosary group, in my opinion, because even if it doesn't go super well, you've prayed a rosary with someone.
Absolutely.
Or even you started a rosary group and no one showed up and you still prayed a rosary. There's just no bad outcome.
I just don't think that that's... I challenge anybody out there to invite 10 people.
Mm-hmm. And get 3.
How awesome.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Especially last night, I did invite a lot of people that couldn't make it, and that can be so frustrating. But the people who did come, I was so shocked and so delighted, and it was more perfect than I could have imagined. So you really have to set aside the rejections and what you see as defeats, because there's a whole different victory.
Yeah. Or even just if you're not inviting people from outside your home, but just the most important place to do this is right in your home with the people you live with.
Yeah.
To invite your spouse, to invite your kids, to invite your extended family for a meal and to pray the rosary. Always inviting, leaving free, but invite them.
Mm-hmm. There's never any cost to even just saying to a roommate, hey, I'm going to pray a rosary if you want to join.
Or your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of your kids.
Hey, those are all just roommates.
They're all roommates. Yeah. Because the Ark of the Covenant will bring the victory. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.